They open up around 8:30 in the morning, and it's always a line from here, 57 all the way to 54. Then sometimes they come and bring warm food for us, like soup and sandwiches. I'm happy for what they're doing. I'm glad that I'm in USA, not in other places that have it worse. And thank God that people help out for us, you know. They got the Red Cross helping out, the doctors over here for, you know, when you need medicine and stuff like that. The only thing is that the people like to sneak in front of other people, but it's all right. Got to deal with it. We're in the ghetto, what can you say?
And so what was it like during the storm?
It was real bad. It was ugly and it was scary. All the lights were out. The water came up 5-6 feet. And some of the cars, the water went over the cars. And you even have these ghetto guys over here that hang out. They were swimming in the water over here with this filthy water. And I told the guys, you know, how you gonna swim in that water? It's filthy, you know? You don't know what's gonna be swimming in there. And then the next day the water went down and there was even fish from the sea, around 3 or 4 fishes that went in the lobby flapping around. I was kind of hungry. I felt like taking it and eating. But I said, nah, I better chill out. Because I don't know what's in that water, you know? So I stuck with the cans of tuna fish.